The biggest games.
Recky for three, got it to go.
The most compelling stories.
Three of the former players' said sons were on this particular Monroe team.
The area's best high school sports coverage.
Throws it down with two hands, the whole hoop is shaking.
That's a 10. That's a 10, baby.
This is Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania on ESPN Madison. We have what hopes to be a barn burner in the Big 8 Conference here tonight between the Wildcats of Verona and the La Follette Lancers here at Verona Area High School. For over 50 years, Zimbrick Honda has provided the Madison area with quality Honda vehicles. The trusted staff of Zimbrick Honda's used car dealership will save you time and reduce your car buying stress by finding the vehicle that matches your style. If you're in the market for a new Honda or used Honda, visit Zimbrick Honda in Madison today or online at zimbrickhonda.com. Hello again, folks. My name is Riley Yauch, here alongside the Dean of Area High School Sports, Dennis Semrau. And Dennis, tonight we have two contrasting teams. Verona, an absolute powerhouse, riding a 56-game conference winning streak versus potentially one of the best players in women's basketball in the country, in Nijawani Riak. Dennis, how is Madison La Follette going to get the victory tonight with Nijawani Riak?
She did not get to play the first time around. And it was a close game at halftime. And then in the second half, Verona outscored La Follette 21-4. So I asked Will Green, I said, just put the ball in the basket. He goes, that's when we needed somebody in the post, throw the ball into, get a layup, and break the ice. She wasn't there that night. Now, she's a 6'2 guard, averaging 26 points a game, almost 10 rebounds, almost a double-double, three assists, shooting 57%. But she's also the team's best post player, too. So
a jack of all trades.
Good luck trying to guard her tonight. And that's going to be fun for Verona. They'll be trying some different combinations on her, I'm sure. But that's my first live look at her. I've seen some film. But again, she just turned 14 years old last summer. She looks like she could be a freshman in college.
Yeah, she does not look like a 14-year-old. I have a brother who is 14 years old, for the record, and he'd probably be up to her mid-thigh, I think.
Yeah. Well, she's got five older siblings who either played basketball or are currently playing it. Two brothers at Drury University, and Theon is a junior at La Follette. He is hurt and is done for the rest of the season. But so he's got a lot of, and she had older sister that played here. So older siblings have really helped shape her, make sure they keep her humble. Mm-hmm. And as Coach said, she's a great player. His 9 years here, he's never had as skilled a player. But she's going to have to learn how, you know, be more competitive and how to deal with adversity and how teams are going to try to, you know, go out there and really try to shut her down. Mm-hmm. And that comes with experience. But through the AAU circuit, it exploded last summer. She had more than 20 offers from D1 schools before she even tipped off. And so what does she do in her first game? No pressure. Scores 46 points. Unfortunately, for East at 40, she had a player at 47.
Wow.
But La Follette did win the game. So she got a W in her first game and 46 points. And in the old days, you probably would have seen big banner headlines. But I'm sorry, the way the newspapers are, they don't really cover games and put stats in the paper anymore. So she's kind of a best-kept secret, unless you're a basketball guru.
Yeah, and Madison La Follette, a very young team, I believe you mentioned, Dennis. Four freshmen in the starting lineup?
Three in the starting lineup, one as a reserve, and then three sophomores. And then there's some really good kids coming through. When Will Green took this program over, they didn't have a youth program. He said, that's going to end right now. So he is still running the youth program. He's got a daughter, actually, that's in it, too. Coached another daughter that was in it. He has a daughter that's playing college basketball right now. And he's a busy man. He does a lot in the community, and we'll talk about that in the coach's bio. But the whole thing was getting that youth program started. And youth will be served, La Follette on the east side. They are getting ready to be a powerhouse.
Stoughton Health provides trusted care close to home. They're proud to support all of the area's student-athletes and wish them all the best this season. From rehab to ortho care, Stoughton Health provides comfort and convenience locally. Visit stoughtonhealth.com to learn more. When we return, we will discuss the Verona Wildcats and get into those aforementioned coaches' profiles. You're listening to Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania.
It's levels to it, you and I know. Tell them be humble. Hello.
Welcome back to Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania. Prep Mania's video stream is sponsored by Pemberton PI. When life takes an unexpected turn, turn to Pemberton Personal Injury Law Firm. Pemberton's client-centered approach ensures you're treated with respect, care, and compassion. Never just another case. With offices in Madison and Baraboo, Pemberton has the experience to secure the justice and compensation you deserve. Serving clients statewide, there are no fees until you win. Trust a firm that treats you like family. Visit Pemberton Personal Injury Law at PembertonPI.com. And we told you before the break, we talk about the Verona Wildcats. Dennis, what are Verona's keys to victory tonight as they are 18-2 overall, undefeated, 15-0 in conference play?
Yeah, one, rebounding. Got to keep Riak off the boards, limit the Lancers to one shot. Two, don't settle on offense. Find the best shot. Just don't put the ball up. Take a little bit of time and understand their defensive assignments to communicate. Got to know where Riak is on the floor, but also she's a very good passer too. So know your defensive assignments, stick to them.
Yeah, I remember watching some film on this Verona team, and they're aggressive on the defensive side of the ball, averaging almost 14 steals a game. Not to be trifled with on the defensive side of the ball are these Verona Wildcats. We talked about La Follette quite a bit. We talked about Najawani. However, we didn't talk about the rest of the team. What are their keys to victory this evening?
Again, they're going to try to zone them. First time when they faced Verona, they went to 2-1-2, kind of disrupt that dribble drive. We'll stick with that. But also they're going to mix up some defenses, comes different zones, try to keep them off balance. Stay close to the three-point shooters. They want to make them beat them inside where, of course, you've got a rim protector.
Yep.
And then when in doubt, get the ball in the post to react. Yeah, that's right.
Game will more than likely run through her if you are wearing the maroon and black of La Follette. Now let's get into the coaches' profiles, starting with the Verona Wildcats head coach, Lexi Richardson.
I covered her in high school. She was one of my prep profiles.
Wow.
Of the day, so known her for a long time. 2014 Verona graduate. She replaced Angie Murphy a couple of years ago and has taken very good care of the program.
Really?
Right now she's 44-3 in her first 2 years.
Wow.
So a great start. She was a manager and played for the Badgers. She was a walk-on in Wisconsin and an assistant coach for Murphy until she took over 2 years ago. And that included a 2021 state tourney berth. She works for the Department of Health Services and Health Equity work. She's also a coordinator for the school Strength and Fitness Center, which is top-notch here.
Mm-hmm.
And her dad, Dave Richardson, retired Hall of Fame football coach. She's got him scouting, a volunteer scout this year. So dad's giving her a little bit of advice on the sidelines. But she's learned her lessons well, with growing up the daughter of a high school football coach and then having Angie Murphy, who was in the Hall of Fame as a player. She will be going into the Hall of Fame in September. And I get the honor of inducting her, being her, to walk her up there. So Angie, she's learned her lessons well. And Angie's kind of keeping an eye on her. But this is Lexi's program now, and she's done a great job.
That's awesome. Another fantastic basketball legacy for Verona. Now tell us a little bit about Will Green, the head coach of the Madison La Follette Lancers.
Well, we talked about his ninth season. Off the court, he's the founder and executive director of the Mentoring Positives, 21st year, a referral-based mentoring program, works with youth in the Worthington Park and Darbo area. And through that, they have a little restaurant where they produce salsa and pizza.
Hey.
That's sold in the Willie Street Co-ops and some other businesses around. So make a little bit of money teaching the kids about, you know, the real world. He also established a youth program 9 years ago, which he's done a fantastic job looking at the youth that are on this team here. Native of Gary, Indiana, he went to Eau Claire and played under Ken Anderson for a couple years. But he ended up getting his degree in 2015 in psychology from ARPA, Iowa. What better degree to have if you're a basketball coach in psychology in this day and age? So he's done a great job on the east side, and this is a coach to keep an eye on over the next few years.
The lineup at Midwest Financial Group coaches for your financial world, organizing all the players in your personal team for the best chance of success. Behind every great team is a great coach. Let Midwest Financial Group be yours for your financial planning needs. Head to mfgteam.com to get a start today on your financial future. That's mfgteam.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, FINRA/SIPC, a registered investment advisor. It's time for the national anthem here at Verona Area High School. You're listening to Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania. Welcome back, folks, to Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania, as it is just about time for opening tip-off here at Verona Area High School. Quick run-through of the starting lineup, starting with the LaFollette Lancers. Number 2, Tariza Woods. Number 12, Josie Goodnature. Number 22, Madeline Jenkins. Number 31, Gisella Fields. And number 32, Nijawani Riak. For the Verona Wildcats, number 10, Alexa Rupnow. Number 11, Noel Rauwolf. Number 22, Allie Jursa. Number 23, Ellie Goodovich. And number 44, Emily Jensen.
Yeah, first time these teams met. Jensen had 19 points to lead Verona to a 43-25 victory. Bosley at 6 points and 13 rebounds. Nadei Cham coming off the bench at 14 points. But Riak did not play, so we'll see what she does tonight.
Goodovich wins the tip, and Verona is on offense to start this game. Rupnow with a floater to start us off in the paint. That one is good. Wildcats up 2-0 after their first possession. 15 seconds gone by here in half number one. Gisella Fields with a ball between the circles. Finds Goodnature left of the wing. Woods rotates it back to Fields. Now on the right side of the ball, crossover dribble, shoots inside, free throw line. Jenkins back to Goodnature.
Goodovich fronting Riak.
Fields with a shot, no good. Rebound, Jenkins goes up, no, but a foul. Second chance opportunity pays dividends as Madeline Jenkins wins down low. And now we'll be shooting two. 45 seconds gone by here in the first half. Verona leads it 2-0. Make it 2-1 as Jenkins knocks down her first. She's a 42% free throw shooter. Three right-handed dribbles. Second free throw is short, no good. Rebound fought for. Riak collects, grabs up with the right hand. Too strong, no good. Rebound Woods puts it up, no. Rebound fought for and a foul. Looks like they're going to get Jenkins over the back as she hit the deck alongside Allie Jursa. Still 2-1, Verona over LaFollette. Here's this press that you talked about at the start, Dennis, and there's an errant pass intercepted. Here come the Lancers down the right sideline. Woods driving in, fronted by Rauwolf. Picks it up, far wing, overhead, finds Fields, setting up the offense, screen down low for Riak. She gets that, far arc, double teamed, finds a wide open Goodnature in the corner who couldn't corral, throws it away, turnover Lancers, here come the Wildcats, stop, pop for Rauwolf, short, rebound on the offense, Wildcats retain. Jursa over to Jensen. Rauwolf the handoff. Jensen will pop a three. No good off the heel. Rebound Goodnature and the Lancers. Almost 2 minutes gone by. Verona leads it 2-1 over LaFollette. Woods working on Rauwolf. Picks up her dribble in the left wing. Tries to set a screen. Nothing doing. Goodnature between the circles. Back to Fields. Off-ball motion for the Lancers. Riak tries to cut, and there's going to be an illegal screen. Believe they got Riak. Yes, they did. Her first foul of the evening.
Actually, no, I think they could call that one on. But yeah, it is. They did call it on Riak. Looked like she just stepped out. I didn't see it.
We don't have the greatest vantage point here. We are on the baseline of the Lancers' side of the ball right now.
But that's a pick up a player control foul right away. That's tough.
Jensen. Rupp now back to Jensen. Drives, baseline, floater, rattles in and out, halfway home, but no. Rebound for Verona. Gudovich underneath, errant pass, fought for, and a jump ball will be heading the way of the Lancers. Possession arrow, Madison La Follette, and they'll take over. Still trailing Verona 2-1, 15-24 remaining here in this first half.
Teresa Woods, got to like her hustle, got down on the floor, got that ball, fought for it, and she gets the possession for him.
Gudovich will check out. Macy Stremlow now in for Verona.
Gudovich started out on Reac, and then also Jensen dropping back to kind of front end and get somebody behind her. So we'll see Stremlow, where she's playing here.
Fields at the point, dishes to Goodnature on the perimeter.
Stremlow's got her now, and got Reac now in defense.
Reac, jab step, kick, Goodnature, corner three, no. Rebound, fought for, corralled by the Wildcats. Rupp now. Rauerwolf now will bring it up. Top of the key, right-handed dribble, kick to Rupp now, straight back to Jensen. Right elbow, Rupp now thinks about a three in that right corner, poked away by Reac, grabbed by Stremlow. High on the right. Over to Rauerwolf on that Verona Wildcat logo. Hand off to Jensen. Stops. Free throw line. No. Off to the left. Rebound. Fields. Little shovel pass over to Goodnature and straight back to Gisella. Top of the key. Hand to Reac. One thing we didn't mention at the top that I saw, I don't know if you did, Dennis, but Reac did get one of her ankles taped up very heavily before the game started. So maybe the ankle still bothering her a little bit as a travel is called in the left corner on Josie Goodnature. Turnover La Follette. Still 2-1 Verona over La Follette. 14:08 remaining.
Yeah, she was out for four games in December with an injury.
As Rauerwolf, the floater, finds its mark. 4-1 now in favor of the Wildcats over the Lancers. Just under 14 minutes to play in this first half. High arcing shot for Rauerwolf. Goodnature. Woods tipped away out of bounds. Jersa wanted it to go to the Wildcats, but it will remain down here. Lancers ball.
Good anticipation denying the pass there.
Jersa, team best, 3.6 steals a game. Very active on the defensive side of the ball. Woods driving on Rauerwolf. She'll go all the way to the cup, right hand. No good. Hung on the front rim. And rebound collected after a second chance opportunity from Jenkins. Wildcats flying the other way. Jersa now driving baseline. Kick out. Rauerwolf straight away three. No. Rebound Reac. Lancers briefly pushing. Reac will pop a three. Oh, and you betcha. Nijawani Reac, her points of first points of the evening, and we're all knotted up at four apiece, just over 13 minutes to play here in this first half, and a foul is called on Teresa Woods. Going to be her first, team's third of the evening.
That was the first jump shot there for Reac. She had one putback opportunity, but otherwise she's kind of hanging around a little bit underneath, and they weren't really looking to her, but not forcing anything.
Mm-hmm.
She's got to come to the ball, and sometimes you got to be a little bit more aggressive there, I think, calling for the ball.
Yep. Sometimes you got to force the issue. Pass almost intercepted by Woods. She's ripping at it, and now she gets the steal. La Follette's running all the way up to Quanbeck, who will put it up. No good, but a foul.
And
as the ball rolls straight to me, overhead pass to the referee, we're good to go. 12:53 remaining in this first half. All knotted up at four apiece, but now Alexandria Quanbeck with a chance to break the tie. First free throw banks off, no good. 48% free throwter. As her second attempt is up and no good. 0 for 2 from the line is Quanbeck.
Fall is just shooting 51% from the line as a team, though, so they've been kind of struggling.
Not the greatest percentage in the world, but usually good for at least one of the two. As Verona now on offense, Pass is stolen away, intended for Allison Bosley down low. Woods now to the cup, counted, and a foul. Strong take from Teriza Woods, and she'll get a chance for a three-point play.
And call the foul on Bosley. Yep.
Woods, a 43% shooter from the line. Allison Bosley donning the mask this evening, as her free throw is too strong off the heel, but Reac gets the board and draws a foul. Pardon me, it was a lane violation on Bosley, and she'll get another crack.
Oh, freebie.
He'll take that. Granted, Reac did have the rebound and was going straight up with it. So I think if you were the Lancers, you probably would have been fine either way. Bosley now will switch sides. She'll be boxing out Reac, and Stremlo be working on Fields. Woods, second chance opportunity from the charity stripe. That one is no good. Straight to Bosley. And almost stolen away by Reac. She tried to outlet pass. 6-4 in favor of the Lancers. Jersa stops near the top. Jensen over to Rauwolf. On that left side, bounce, Stremlo. Top of the key. Hands off to Jersa now. Working on Fields. She'll take the shot. No good. Rebound fought for. Bosley reaches over the back of Reac to snatch it. Jensen, a three ball. No dice. Rebound Reac. Protecting the dribble. Under 12 minutes to play now. Lancers lead it 6-4. Ball tipped out of bounds. And it will go to the Wildcats. Errant pass. As Jersa to inbound, but it does give the Lancers a chance to set up their press. Rauwolf, sling of a pass to Stremlo. Jump stop, pump fake, and blocked. Ripped away, but Bosley was there for the rebound, and Jersa takes a three ball. That one's no good. Rebound La Follette, and now they'll uncork a three. That's Quanbeck. Too strong, no good. Rebound Bosley again. Back and forth we go as Rauwolf now hands off to Jersa on that right wing. Stops, left elbow. Stremlo at the top. We'll drive right lane line. Pivot. Jensen.
Oh, that looked good from our
It
angle.
Did. Yeah. It was online, but a little too much mustard on it as it bounced off the heel and over the backboard. And the ball will go back to La Follette. Frantic pace here early. 11-11 to play in this first half. La Follette Lancers lead it 6-4 over the Verona Wildcats here at Verona Area High School. As some subs now, Bosley and Reac will take a seat. Each take a seat, I should say, the 32s. Now Verona will set up their own press. Woods working on Rauwolf. Some shifty footwork, but Rauwolf from behind pokes it away. And there's going to be a foul on Teriza Woods, I believe, after it was stolen away, pushed off a little bit. And
no, actually, it's foul number
no, one. Pardon me, was it on Jersa?
On Rauwolf.
It was on Rauwolf trying to pick her pocket from behind. A little bit of confusion here as the coaches discuss with the referees. But La Follette basketball, good nature to inbound. Finds Woods. Brings it up, once again guarded by Rauwolf. On that logo. Quanbeck now in the left corner. Inside, that's Chom. She goes up, gets her own rebound, misses, gets it again, and that one's no good. She wanted a foul, is not going to get it. Rauwolf flying up the other way. Stops at the top. Underhand pass to Jensen. Three balls short. Rebound Fields. Here come the Lancers flying up the other side. Layup attempt a little too much as she flipped it up from about 7 feet away. Rebound fought for and grabbed by the Wildcats. Rauwolf right wing. Over to Stremlo at the top. Rupp now is back in the game. Inside to a cutting Stremlo, who's fouled. Going to be on the floor. She didn't get the shot up. But a couple of Lancer's defenders came flying in and almost knocked her over. They're going to get Inde Cham with her first.
Yeah, Strimlo, a freshman coming off the bench here. She's been having a pretty good year, averaging 9 points, 6 boards a game. The third Strimlo girl, yes, Taylor's a freshman at Iowa, had another sister, Lexi, that played, and her brother, Will, is on the boys' team.
Not too shabby.
Well, then, considering
I remember us calling the male Strimlo early on at the 608 basketball tournament.
Yeah, can you imagine? The dad, Pete, played at Clinton and Platteville for Bo Ryan, and mom, Sarah Schutz, was a butler. So both parents played college basketball. You kind of figure the kids would have some skills, but, it's great. So, Will's been out this year. Same kind of injury Taylor had, her sophomore year foot injury. So he hasn't had a chance to play, hoping to get him back for playoffs. Taylor's having a great year coming off the bench for the Hawkeyes. Again, one of those great players from Wisconsin that goes to Iowa.
Yeah.
But Macy making an impact here as a freshman. Pretty good to see. She kind of provides an inside presence, whereas her sister was more of an outside last year.
Yeah, one of the many basketball legacies we've already discussed this evening, Dennis. 6-4, yes. Lancers up in front for now as Rauwolf almost knocked down a three. Jensen will take one straight away. That one rattles out. React collects. Good nature now up front, guarded by Jensen. Tries a little Stockton layup. Rebound, Chom, and she'll put it up and in. 8-4 now in favor of La Follette over Verona. Under 10 minutes to go here in half number one. They set up the press. Rauwolf working on it. Gives to Jersa. Over to Gudovich, who checks back in. Left corner. Jersa left wing. Dribbles all the way around. Attacks. Puts it up and no shot. Looks like there's going to be a foul called on Good Nature.
That'd be her first, team fourth.
As a corner three ball in the air and good for Noelle Rauwolf. Makes the Lancers pay for the foul. 8-7 now, La Follette on top. 9:30 to go here in this first half. Fields over to Quanbeck. Calls a screen, will drive in, take it all the way to the cup, left-hand finish, no. Rebound, Rauwolf, the Wildcats are running. Stops, left wing, three ball, no. A little too much as it'll roll almost out of bounds. Rauwolf tried to save it, but she stepped out of bounds as she put her hand on the basketball. La Follette will regain possession.
Boy, both teams right now could not throw a beach ball in an ocean from a bone. Yeah. Right now, 8-7 here, halfway through the first quarter, or first half quarter, it seems like, first half.
I may have to steal that phrase from you, Dennis.
Both teams really scrapping out here, though. But just Verona's better shooting team than this. But again, the switching defenses, the 2-1-2 zone has caused a little bit of a problem. The Lancers are doing, but again, you got to be careful going inside. They're thinking about the shot blocker, which they didn't face the first time.
React long two off the back iron, no. Rebound Bosley. Rauwolf the other way. Jersa, right wing, drives baseline, tries to pass inside, stolen away by Riak. Back the other way, guarded by Jensen, drives all the way in
and
draws the foul. Shot rattles out. But Riak, a force down low.
Emily Jensen said, who was that freight train? Almost ran over me, but see, a hug. She helped him up, and they gave each other a hug like, hey, yeah. Great play.
Mm-hmm. Jensen paid for that foul dearly as Riak will now be shooting two. 8:27 left to play in this first half. La Follette leads it 8-7. First free throw is up and no good. Just off the mark as free throws. Not the Lancers' strong suit thus far this evening.
So far, they are 2 of 7.
As the second one rims around and in, 9-7 now. La Follette over Verona, 8:25 to play. Rauwolf bringing it up the left side, finds Jersa on the right. Drives in, stops 12 feet away. Wide open is Strimlo. She takes the midi and hits. All knotted up at 9 apiece now, just over 8 minutes to play. Fields, guarded by Jersa.
Good pass, found her weak side. Mm-hmm. She had all day to take that jump shot, too.
pure jumper from Macy Stremlo. Under 8 minutes to play now. Nine apiece for La Follette and Verona. Riak fields in that far corner. Jog the ball out. Still guarded by Jersa. Quanbeck calls for Woods. Drives baseline, puts it up. And it looked like Rauwolf got a hand on it. No chance. Verona. 7:35 to play. Hand off to Jersa. Little Hezzy ripped away out of bounds. Will stay with the Wildcats. But good defense on the outside on that drive by Riak. Got her paw in there and ripped it out.
The exception of Strumble's jumper down there, neither team is getting open looks. I mean, they're trying to attack the rim. The defenses are collapsing inside and outside. They're closing out on the threes pretty quickly.
Jensen.
There we go again. Good closeout.
Over to the right corner. Finds Ron, who's in for the game for the first time. Rauwolf tries another floater with the right hand. No. Rebound, Riak.
Notice how she tried to loft that one
yep.
over, assuming that the block was coming.
Yep.
So, so you don't have to, you know, blocks aren't everything. That's some intimidation there, too.
Fields off on the corner three. Quanbeck with a rebound. Oh, stops, nice. Pivots, okay. Up with the right hand, draws the foul and the bucket. Excellent post work from Alexandria Quanbeck, the 5'7 freshman, as I guess there was
call a travel.
There's a travel.
Oh,
never mind. It looked like a fantastic move. Shout out Pablo Iglesias. I was looking down at my spotting board while the ref called the travel. So it's going to be a turnover instead for La Follette. We're still at nine apiece. Jersa all the way. No, too much. Stremlo the board. She can't connect. Bounce pass out to Jensen, a three ball. That one can't find the mark. Rebound Verona again. Jensen, Ron, Jersa a three. Absolutely nothing. Straight backboard, and the Lancers finally corral.
Is that four shots?
Yes.
Now that's offensive rebounding. It's a great job. Just cannot get the ball to fall down.
No one can buy a bucket this evening. We're still at nine apiece. Riak trying
nice.
To change things. Left it short. As Rauwolf under the basket is able to snag it. Jensen inside to Stremlo, who puts it up, and that time does, in fact, draw the foul. Shot is no good, but she'll be shooting two. Sixth foul now on the La Follette Lancers. Wildcats will be in bonus from here on out. 6:09 to play, all tied up at nine. Stremlo looking to change that, and that one so close, but yet so far. Pinballs out after it rolled around every part of the rim. As the modest but passionate student section here for the Verona Wildcats gives her some motivation. The Spirit Fingers do their job as Stremlo knocks down her second free throw. Verona now on top, 10-9 over La Follette, 6:09 to play.
Verona's not doing too much pressing this year here, just kind of token man-to-man.
Mm-hmm.
Full court, make them work to get the ball up the court.
Fields bringing the ball up for La Follette. Between the circles. Finds Woods. Behind the near side. Drives. Right lane line. Kick to Riak. She takes a three. Too short? No. And a foul. They're going to get number 22, Madeline Jenkins, over the back.
That'll be her third foul.
That is the seventh foul on the Lancers, and they'll be shooting a 1-1. .546 to play here in this first half.
Pretty simple. You want to score points, layups, and free throws.
Yep.
Neither team are making layups, and so far they're combined 3 of 9 for the free throw line, 2 of 7 for La Follette, and 1 of 2 for Verona. We'll see if
Ron knocks down
yep.
her first free throw.
There we go.
The varsity volleyball player. Perfect from the line so far this evening. 11-9, Verona on top of La Follette. Make it 12-9 with 5:46 to go in this first half. As Ron, after hitting on both of her three throws, will take a seat. Allison Bosley back in for the Wildcats. Fields bringing the ball up. Guarded by Jersa. Setting up the offense near that center line. Reak. Woods over to Fields. Drives baseline. Double team. Floater. No good. Rebound Woods. And collected by Bosley. Here come the Wildcats. Cross court pass from Rauwolf to Stremlo, who finishes on the other side. Wildcats with their largest lead of the day, now 14-9 in favor of Verona. Just over 5 minutes to play. Fields. Over to Good Nature. Far wing into Reak. Spins, takes it herself. Too strong. Pardon me, that's Chom. Reak with the board, however, and the finish. 14-11 now. Lancers cut into the lead. Poked away briefly by Reak, but right into the awaiting arms of Bosley. Jersa fires a three straight away. Bingo. 17-11 in favor of Verona. Lid may be starting to pry off that basket for both of these teams. Woods, near wing, directing traffic. Screen from Chom, stops, pivots. Guarded tightly by Stremlo. Overhead pass is intercepted by Jensen. Wildcats the other way. Jersa looking for more, can't connect. Rebound, Lancers. React now. Driving on Stremlo, coast to coast. Up with the right hand, no. Rebound, Bosley. Over 4 minutes to play. Wildcats still lead 17-11. Jersa, that's too easy. Right-handed layup, absolutely no pressure on that one, and it'll force a timeout from head coach Will Green, and it'll foul at Lancers. Full timeout. We'll step aside for 30. You're listening to Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania.
Hey.
Welcome back to Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania here at Verona Area High School. Verona on a little bit of a run. They lead it now over La Follette 19-11 with 3 minutes and 55 seconds left to play in this first half.
Yeah, 15-5 run here. They were down 6-4. Actually 8-4, so 15-3 run for Verona. They were able to get a couple of leakouts, a couple of fast break layups there, which definitely helps the shooting percentage.
Yep.
Got to make them, though.
Exactly. A couple of easy ones, and now Verona starting to find their rhythm. Fields bringing it up, finds Good Nature. Dish to Woods, back to Fields. Reak to the top. Pump fake. Drives in. Pass gets away from Woods for a second, guarded by Rauwolf. Fields high on the left side. Puts it on the floor, walking dribble between the legs a couple of times, drives right lane line, kick out to Good Nature. Far corner, bouncing to Reak, working on, Bosley, speaking of, ripping it away. Turnover, Lancers, 3-10, Bosley outside, Jersa. The handoff, she takes a floater, too much off the backboard, rims out. Rebound Lancers, Reak will bring it up. Guarded by Stremlo. Cross-court pass all the way to Good Nature in this near side corner. Bounce to Woods. Left wing back to Good Nature. Gets a screen set. Reak. Chom on Bosley. Puts it up. No. Rebound Rauwolf, and Chom will get the foul. It's a little overzealous on Rauwolf, and now she'll be shooting two. Two minutes and 44 seconds left to play in this first half. Verona starting to distance themselves a little bit from the Lancers, up 19-11.
Strimolo doing a pretty good job. She's given up 5-6 inches on Reak, trying to keep her out on the perimeter.
Free throw is no good for Rauwolf, but Strimolo with the board. On the offensive side of the ball in the putback, 21-11. Lead is up to double digits for Verona. 2.5 to play in this first half. Woods over to Dagger. Good Nature between the circles. Fields to Woods. Screen set by Rieck, and Woods was bumped as she drove baseline. They're going to get Rauer Wolf. Good nature of the trigger woman. Bounce inside to Woods. Stops, pivots, and she traveled. Kind of lost her balance and fell over, and that'll be a turnover by La Follette. Still trailing by 10. 2 minutes and 15 seconds to play in this first half.
Dating back to the last game, in 34 minutes, Verona has only given up 15 points to La Follette.
That is some impressive defense. As Teriza Woods picks up her second foul. Allie Gerson now at the line. Still shooting a 1-1. 9 fouls for La Follette. Free throw is up and no good. Rebound Rieck, who just narrowly avoided the lane violation. You can see her hop just before the shot was in the air. Over to Fields. Right perimeter. Driving in, puts it up, and that one rolls around and drops for Gisella Fields. And the Lancers cut into this lead a little bit. 21-13 now, 1:50 to play. Rupp now, right side. Stremlo thinks about a three, drives baseline instead on good nature, up and in, and the Wildcats answer right back. 23-13 now. They lead it over La Follette, 1:35 to play in half number one. Fields to Woods on the near side. Good nature, wide open on the wing. She'll just pop it. No good, but a rebound grabbed and subsequently lost by Dagger and collected by Verona. Rupp now.
You got to catch and put it right back. She tried to just put the ball on the floor right there.
Yeah, lost the handle. Gersa, three from the right wing, and draws a foul. She'll be shooting three. Rieck, the guilty party. And she can't believe it, as it looked from our vantage point that she got the block.
And that is her third foul.
Not what you want to see if you're Coach Will Green in this Lancers squad, already trailing by double digits. Verona in the double bonus. Juris will be shooting two as she knocks down her first one. 24-13 now in favor of Verona. Looking to go 2 of 2 from the charity stripe is number 2-2, and that she is. Verona leads it.
She gets one more.
9 to play. Allie Gersa averaging almost 12 points a game. It's only returning starter from last year's squad that lost in the sectional semifinals to the eventual state champion, Arrowhead Warhawks, as she can't quite go 3 for 3. And rebound is collected by Woods. Finds Fields, drives, right lane line. Picks it up, pivots. Quandek. Over to Woods. Back to Quandek. And Fields gets it stolen away by Ron. She tries to go coast to coast, but travels as she attempted to pass to Jensen. It'll be a turnover. Another opportunity to cut into this lead for La Follette now.
Walking the dogs.
Yep. Yes.
Got a little shuffle.
Fields jogs the ball up for the Lancers. Screen from Chom. Over to Quanbeck, lets a three ball fly too strong. Rebound grabbed by Gersa. 30 seconds to go. Verona leads it 25-13. Gersa guarded by Fields. Over to Jensen. He's working on Quanbeck.
Hold for a last shot.
We're up now.
I think so.
It appears so as the clock drips away. 15 seconds now. Gersa and Rupp now playing some hot potato. Ron's got it left wing. 9 seconds to play. Jensen. Rupp now, 5 seconds, stops, mid-range, no good, too strong. Good nature grabs the rebound, throws it up at the buzzer, and it falls well short. At halftime, your score, the Verona Wildcats 25, the La Follette Lancers 13. GRB Academy wants to be a part of your plan to reach your potential. Utilize GRB Academy's 52,000 square foot facility, 14 badging cages, and 6,000 square foot weight room. With private instruction, group training programs, and travel teams, GRB Academy prides itself on providing the highest level of coaching for the baseball player and your family. Visit GRB Academy for more information. GRB Academy, baseball for the serious player. We're going to take a break. When we return, we'll have the UW Credit Union Student Athlete of the Week and break down that first half. Once again, your score, Verona 25, La Follette 13. You're listening to Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania. Welcome back to Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania. Prep Mania's video stream is sponsored by Pemberton PI. When life takes an unexpected turn, turn to Pemberton Personal Injury Law Firm. Pemberton's client-centered approach ensures you're treated with respect, care, and compassion. Never just another case. With offices in Madison and Baraboo, Pemberton has the experience to secure the justice and compensation you deserve. Serving clients statewide, there are no fees until you win. Trust a firm that treats you like family. Visit Pemberton Personal Injury Law at PembertonPI.com. It's now time to hear from Dennis Semrau and the UW Credit Union Student Athletes, plural, of the week, Jonah and Jacob Kuhn from Abundant Life.
Our ESPN Madison UW Credit Union Student Athletes of the Week, Jonah Kuhn and Jacob Kuhn from Madison Abundant Life Christian. Welcome, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
It's a first for me. I've had siblings before, not twins. Is there any competition between you guys day to day?
Not really. We just always on the basketball court, yeah. Though. Always.
Well, basketball, first of all, you guys got to state last year. There are a lot of firsts for that Abundant Life Christian team. Getting to the state finals, what was that whole road like, Jonah?
Yeah, it was an amazing experience. Our motto the whole season was Rise to Glory. We wanted to build a platform big enough to give God the glory and show God to like the teams that we played. And what better way than to do it at the Cole Center?
Yeah, Jacob, you guys got so close to the state title, but you still got a ball.
Yeah.
Did it matter? I mean, when it came down to it, just the experience?
Yeah, so the experience was phenomenal, but obviously you always want to come away with the gold ball, but the silver ball is still such a great experience for us and such a great accomplishment that I think most people were just happy to be at the Cole Center.
Yes, so we're looking back on your time. I'll start with you, Jacob. What is it going to mean to you to have been at Abundant Life Christian for 4 years?
It's great. It'll be a great experience for me because we've been so close as a class for very long time. I've been there since kindergarten, actually, and through the years I've developed really close friends. It's because since we're a small school, you know everyone and you're pretty much friends with everyone, so the close community that we have at ALCS is something that I'll never forget.
And Jonah?
I'll definitely echo that. The community is like amazing. Yeah, the friends, the teachers, like everyone, like all the people that I've met, like that's like the biggest thing is like the friends that we've made for life, and I'm so grateful for that.
Jonah Kuhn and Jacob Kuhn, Madison Abundant Life Christian, our UW Credit Union Student Athletes of the Week. Congrats, and the one thing we did not mention was in December, you both scored your 1,000th point in the same game. Yeah. Did you know going in that could happen?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so going into the game, Jonah was almost guaranteed to get it, but yeah. I was like right on the edge of whether or not I could get to it. So I had a pretty good first half and I was like, I could get to this. So
yeah.
My mom actually had both of our posters, but she didn't think I was going to get it actually. So she left mine in the car. And at halftime, one of her friends were like, you should go get it. Jacob might hit it. So it was so cool getting it in the same game.
Who got there first?
I did. I was 10 points shy and Jake was 23.
Okay.
But to do it on the same night is like the perfect example of like how connected we are.
Well, congrats. Great achievements, guys. More importantly, your great point averages and what you do in the community. Thanks for all you do.
Thank you so much for having us.
Again, our UW Credit Union Student Athletes of the Week, Jonah Kuhn and Jacob Kuhn. Have a great rest of your senior year. Maybe we'll see you back at the Cole Center, guys.
Yeah, thank you. That's the goal. Thank you.
Congratulations once again to Jonah and Jacob Kuhn from Abundant Life Christian. At Canopy Wealth Management, they believe in the continued development of partnerships for good within their communities and giving back where they can. The team at Canopy emphasizes building local relationships and believes that values matter and strengthen their communities. When you work with Canopy, care, competence, and clarity isn't just a tagline, it's a promise. Go to canopy-wealth.com to get started on your financial future today. That's canopy-wealth.com. UWFootball.com. We have to step aside one more time. When we return, it's time for the second half of play here at Verona Area High School. Verona leads it 25-13 over Madison La Follette. You're listening to Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania.
I got the magic in me.
Welcome back to Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania as we are already underway here in the second half. 10 seconds gone by. Verona gets the ball to start. Jersa pops up a mid-range J. No good as the ball will once again roll our way. And ball went out of bounds on La Follette. Jersa to inbound near the right block. Overhead pass to Gudovich. Rauer Wolf now, near side corner. Rupp now. Rauer Wolf corner three, up, too strong. Off the heel, but the rebound goes to Gudovich. Bounce pass to Rupp now, poked away by Good Nature. Once again, corralled by Rupp now. 40 seconds gone by. Jersa, corner. Jensen drives baseline, back to Gudovich. Resets, Jersa, far corner. Zips it to Rupp now. Drives straight in. Jersa, corner three, short. Rebound Woods, and the La Follette Lancers regain possession. A minute gone by here in this second half.
Three scoring opportunities. Good defense. A 2-1-2 zone is really taking Verona out of their offense.
And Woods with a slick finish on the other side with a right hand. Lead is cut to 10. Rupp now stops. Bounces to Jensen. Jersa skips inside to Rauer Wolf, who kicks to Jensen for a three, and that one finds the bottom of the net, 28-15, now in favor of Verona.
Jensen, team's leading scorer, 13 points a game. Her first points here. Kept her scoreless in the first half.
Macy Stremlow, the story of that first half.
Yeah, Stremlow at 9 points. Better yet, the defense she was doing on React, keeping her out near the top of the key.
As Rauer Wolf with a little pickpocket almost loses it, bounces off her foot, and Rupp now the feed and the finish. 30-15 now, Verona on top over La Follette. Excellent play by Rauer Wolf, even more so to stick with it after the steal and the missed dribble.
Yeah, stuck with it. You're right. It could have been embarrassing.
Yeah.
You have an open layup.
And Reac can't finish on the other end with the right hand. Rauer Wolf brings in the rebound. Rupp now. Jensen calls for it. Baseline up. Off the backboard. No good. Almost tipped out of bounds. Saved by Gudovich. Gets it back to Rauer Wolf, who feeds Jersa. Free throw line jumper is no good. Rebound Reac. 15-20. To play in the second half. Reac inside and draws a foul. Inbounding from underneath. Looks like they're going to get Rupp now on the foul. Her first of the evening.
Yep.
Rupp now rocking that shoulder brace on the right side. As she gets the steal, puts that right hand in the air and rips it away. Verona back on the attack. Rauer Wolf, fake handoff. Jersa will take an open three. Not enough on it. Rebound fought for. Jersa gets it herself. Couple of bounces over to Rauer Wolf. Drives near baseline. Rupp now stops, loses the handle, and snatched away by Jenkins as Rupp now hits the deck hard. Woods a fading away layup. Can't get it. Rebound. Eventually rolls into the arms of Gudovich.
Looks like Jersa got a hand in there.
Rauer Wolf will slowly walk the ball up the floor. Rupp now, bounce, almost stolen away by Woods, fought for, and a jump ball. Good anticipation from Teresa on that one. 14-31 to play. Verona leads it 30-15 over La Follette.
Not only does Verona have a 56-game winning streak in conference, a win tonight clinches a tie for the Big 8 title.
For the fourth consecutive year, correct?
In other words, the seniors have never lost a conference title. Right.
Not a bad legacy.
No, not at all. Memorial's got two losses in second place, and Verona swept them in the season series.
Chom up with the right hand, off glass, and good. Some much-needed points for La Follette. 14-10 remaining. They trail by 13. Rauer Wolf over to Gudovich in the near corner. Jersa dribbles around Rauer Wolf. Gudovich once again, guarded loosely by Woods. Jersa, Rauer Wolf, corner three, high, arcing shot, and a foul underneath. They will get Chom. Believe that's her second. As Ende Chom, she led the team in React's absence last time out against Verona, had 14 points and 6 boards. Not quite as much luck this evening.
4 points so far, but she's pretty active inside. Just not getting her shots, just not falling tonight.
Ron over to Jersa, left corner.
Nice move.
Sprints baseline, throws it to Jensen. Back to Jersa, she'll take a three, no. Rimmed out, rebound fought for underneath, and we're going to get another jump ball. Ron got her hands in there to make it interesting, and the Wildcats are going to retain possession. 13:32 to play, they lead by 13. As Chon's got to tie her shoe real quick. Rocking the double-layered Nike socks this evening.
Strummel got her hands in there to force the jump ball.
Jersa, the trigger woman. Out to Jensen, who fires there a three, and you bet.
Silent first half, but 2 threes here in the second half.
Emily Jensen, the proclaimed best three-point shooter on this Wildcat squad. True from long range. Quanbeck, the drive, inside, no good, but Chon with another layup, and good for the Lancers. Now starting to find a little rhythm after we said she wasn't finding her shot. 33-19 in favor of Verona. Jensen gets in the near corner, drives in, kick to Rauerwolf, back to Jensen. Back and forth, Rauerwolf now will reset. 12:50 to play. Verona leads it by 14. Jersa shimmies her way in. Jensen now on the attack. Kick out to Jersa. Bounce, and that one scuttles away. She's trying to hit a cutting Rauer Wolf, but a little miscommunication, and the ball gets out of bounds. Turnover, Wildcats.
And a couple open looks they passed up on. Sometimes one pass too many.
Yep. Yeah.
And that was the case there. Just couldn't convert.
You know, coaches usually say good shot for a great shot. They would have taken a good shot on that possession. Good nature now walking it up for the Lancers. Guarded by Jersa, picks up her dribble. Finds Woods between the circles. Drives, spins, stops, free throw line. Back to Quanbeck. Step back, thinks about a three, retreats. Woods will now refresh this offense. 12:10 to play here in the second half. Verona leads at 33-19. She picks up her dribble. Rauerwolf in her grill before she's able to bounce to Quanbeck. Little crossover screen from Chon. Step back, three ball. And that one almost gets the shooter's touch, but no. Rebound Verona. Jersa the other way. Sees good nature in the paint and then stop. And another errant pass will end up out of bounds. Turnover, Wildcats.
Back-to-back possessions, getting some stops here. Let's see if Verona can get it back down into single digits. That's the first thing you do. Get it under 10.
Mm-hmm.
Little by little. There's no 14-point plays here.
No. That'd be impressive. Yeah. Verona
foul,
couldn't take
foul,
advantage. Yeah. You never know of
three,
the,
foul,
the
foul,
fast
three,
break.
Three, yeah.
Just continuously making not all of your free throws, getting an offensive rebound, resetting as Chon drives in.
I'm sure that somebody's got to stand
ball's
there.
Knocked away
the
out of
longest
bounds.
Offensive possession there was?
It's a good question. We should look into that. I'm sure Google AI has some answers.
Somebody's got it, yeah.
Maybe Hunter Vaughn, our esteemed audio producer, can find that for
it's
us.
Actually trying to score.
As Quanbeck now, some shifty maneuvering. Layup is no good. Chon with the rebound. Puts it up too much. And can't get it to go. Rebound Rauer Wolf and the Wildcats. They still lead it 33-19. Little hezzy move. Jersa now stops in the paint. Kick out to Rauer Wolf. Jensen now on that far side. Jersa left corner. Overhead pass. Rauer Wolf puts it on the deck. Stops. Free throw line. Jersa coming back the other way and a foul. on La Follette. See who the guilty party is. They're going to get Josie Goodnature. Her second and the team's second as well. 11 minutes exactly left to play.
One of the keys was trying to limit the three-point shooters. In this case, that's Jersa and 44 Jensen. And LaFollette doing a really good job closing out on it and throwing and not forcing it.
Stremlo a little behind the pack, pass to Bosley, who kicks to Jensen. And she rattles home a three on cue, Dennis.
Yeah, didn't close out fast enough on that one. It's a good pass out. Now Bosley back in, getting close to double figures in rebounds. Considering that mask here, she is really aggressive.
But Reac back in as well. May have to put the Lancers on her back as she hits on her layup. Lead is 15 for Verona.
First points of the second half for her.
Jersey from the logo finds Jensen back to her. All the way over to Raul Wolf, near wing. Pump fake, puts it on the deck. Mid-range, yes, ma'am.
Raul Wolf looking good on that one.
38-21 now, Verona over La Follette, just over 10 minutes to play. Quanbeck steps into a three, no. Raul Wolf climbs the ladder to get that rebound. Under 10 to play. She walks the ball up the court. Jersa, kick to Jensen, another corner three from over there. No dice, but Jersa with the board. Good hustle on these offensive possessions for the Wildcats. Stremlo, left baseline. Wheel around inside, but that one's stolen away. Woods trying to go coast to coast, and you bet she does. 38-23 now. Lead trimmed to 15. Teresa Woods, the talented freshman with the hustle. Jensen, Stremlo, Bosley. Skips back to Raul Wolf. Verona content to take their time. Just over 9 minutes to play in the second half. They lead at 38-23. Jersa, pump fake. Jensen. Raul Wolf in the corner working on this zone.
2-1-2 zone again, trying to find the gap.
Jensen will drive baseline, pivot. There Bosley with a finish. Little floater as the lead is now 17 once again for Verona. 8:40 to play.
Great
Fields.
Drive and dish.
Quanbeck, errant pass, looking for Reac. Picked off by Jensen, and Raul Wolf will sashay up the court. Under 8.5 to play. Jersa, near wing. Briefly shoots inside before kicking to Jensen. Does Raul Wolf. Stremlo around the defense, and she finishes. Savvy move there from Macy Stremlo. 42-23 as the lead nears 20. Just over 8 minutes to play. La Follette on the rope says that three ball will maybe swim him off just a little bit. 42-26 now. Lead is 16, 7:50 to play. Stremlo now once again on that baseline. Jensen, Jersa, over to Raul Wolf. Stops, held the ball for a few seconds. Jersa now pivots, bounce into Bosley. Back to Jersa. Raul Wolf, open three. Yep. Yes! Raul Wolf from distance, 45-26 now, 7:20 left. Reac between the legs. Ball in her left hand now. Guarded by Stremlo. Pass to Quanbeck looking for another. Not there. Back to Quanbeck after the rebound from Fields. Reac high on the right side. Jab step. Goes in. On the attack. Draws the foul. And not quite the bounce and the bucket. But she will be shooting two with 7:01 to play. Lancers with some work to do now. Trailing by 19.
And Bosley with her second foul.
As she hits on her first free throw. 45-27 now, Verona leading La Follette. Bosley and Stremlo. K catch a breather now on the bench. Second free throw attempt for Riak is short. Rebound Gudovich as she skips to Rauwolf. We'll jog it up and reset this offense. Kick to Rupp now on the wing. Jensen will let a corner three ball fly. Rims out, no. Riak with the board. She's taking it all the way herself. Left hand can't get it. Chom the board, and she finishes. Good trail from Ende Chom on that one. 45-29, 6.5 remaining. Jersa over to Rauwolf. High on that right side. Guarded by Good Nature. Crossover. Rupp now in the left corner. Back to Jersa outside. Puts it on the deck. Finds Rauwolf, who gives it to Rupp now, who sends it right back to Rauwolf over just over 6 minutes to play. 45-29 in favor of the Wildcats. Rupp now left fairly open in that corner. Thinks about stepping into a pass. Has to put it on the deck, and he'll give it back to Rauwolf. Verona's perfectly content to stall, although I'm sure they are looking for their best shot here. Stops. Right elbow. Kick to Jersa. Jensen, left corner. Gudovich, left elbow. Jersa now finds Jensen, but a foul before the pass. Looks like that was on Good Nature once again, her third.
Verona doing a good job just moving the ball back and forth. They're trying to get over in the left corner as we're looking at it. Right corner as the players are looking
yes.
at it. Trying to get Jensen over there and Jersa. That's been Jensen's spot tonight. And they're very patient right now when you got that lead.
Yep.
You know, now it's clock management. Shouldn't be looking for any threes, looking for layups, looking for fouls. Both teams going to have a few fouls before we get to the bonus situation. So Latch is probably going to have to start getting a little more aggressive on defense to foul to put Verona at the free throw line. And it's the case neither team is shooting free throws well. So that's what you
worth
want.
Worth a shot.
Unfortunately, it slows the game down.
Yeah.
It got kind of bogged down those last few minutes. But I think if we'll foul it to that 2-1-2, they got to take a few more chances. They might have to come out in a man-to-man just to try to force the issue. But right now, Verona is being very patient, which is what they need to do.
Yep, Verona leads at 45-29 over La Follette. For over 50 years, Zimbrick has provided the Madison area with quality Honda vehicles. Trusted staff of Zimbrick used car dealership will save you time and reduce your car buying stress by finding the vehicle that matches your style. If you're in the market for a new Honda or used Honda, visit Zimbrick Honda in Madison today or online at zimbrickhonda.com.
Yeah, Verona just as patient. You know, you're looking at their scoring. Strumlo with 11, Jensen with 9, Rawoth with 10. Jersa with 7, that pretty much matches. They have 4 in double figures. Any given night, anybody's going to lead you in scoring, and nobody cares who is.
Yep.
Just who's going to make shots. And that's what's got them to 15-0 in the conference so far, and 5 minutes away from clinching a share of the conference title.
Yep, such a balanced attack from this Verona Wildcats team as Rauwolf, the mid-range with the shooter's touch, finds the bottom of the net, hit the rim and the backboard before dropping. 47-29. Lead is 18 with 5:10 remaining here in this second half. Quanbeck along three. No, off the heel. Rebound fought for. Grabbed by Boastly. Who slings it to Rauwolf. Under five to go. Jersa zips it to Boastly. Rauwolf, top of the key. Gudovich. Guarded by Riak. Bounce to Jersa. As you mentioned, Dennis, LaFalle getting a little more aggressive with their defense. Rauwolf airballs the three-ball attempt. However, on the rebound attempt, Quanbeck stepped out of bounds, and it will remain with Verona. 4 minutes and 43 seconds remaining. Jersa inbounds. Jensen, a three-ball, rattles out. No. Rebound Boastly. Rauwolf at the free throw line. Kicks it out. Jersa hounded outside by a double team. As she'll slash inside and take it all the way to the cup. Excellent ball handling skills from Jersa as the lead now swells to 20, 49-29 in favor of Verona. 4:15 remaining. Riak driving in, ripped away for a second, but she collects and finishes 49-31. Maybe a little too little too late at this point, but you love the effort as React with the steal there, intercepts the pass, under 4 minutes to go, almost gets her pass stolen, Kwanbeck layup is blocked, but a foul is called on Allie Jursa. She is in disbelief. Thought it was all ball. Referee says otherwise.
Of course, you don't argue with the referee.
Alexandria Kwanbeck now. One of the many esteemed freshmen on this La Follette Lancers squad. Two shots for Kwanbeck. First one is no good. Couldn't quite get the bank. As La Follette going to need a miracle to come back in this one. And probably will need to hit all of their free throws as Kwanbeck goes 0 for 2 from the line. But React with the offensive rebound. And she'll get two of her own. 49-33. Lead is 16. Going to need some turnovers if you're the Lancers. Jursa drives up that left sideline. Kick to Stremlo, left wing. Inside, doubled, and a foul. They're going to call good nature, frustration. That's her fourth. Jurisset inbound near the left block. 3:34 to play in the second half. Lead is 16 for the Wildcats. Bounce to Bosley, guarded by Chan. Skip out to Rauwolf. Doubled, pump fake. Finds Jensen straight back to Rauwolf. Hounded by good nature. Almost intercepted by Fields. Jursa stops, kicks, Stremlo, left side. Rauwolf now at that Wildcat paw logo. Bounce to Jursa, drives, and a foul is called on React as have much choice.
Trying to channel the La Follette's trying to channel the ball to Chalmers into React, you know, trying to get him to get the layups and the blocks. But Verona pretty smart, just dribbling back out in that case, the reach in, and that's foul number four now for React.
Second Lancer with four fouls. 3 minutes and counting to go. Jensen finds Stremlo in the corner. Verona looking to put the finishing touches on a Big 8 clinching win. Beautiful pass inside to Jensen. She finishes 51-33. Verona on top. 2:40 remaining. Fields guarded loosely by Jensen. She'll pull up for a long two. Rebound Bosley. And a foul underneath. And pardon me, it'll be an injury timeout as it appears Nijawani Riak limped over to the sideline. Couldn't put much weight on one of her ankles. As she'll now be looked at by a member of this training staff for La Follette. Absolutely hate to see that, Dennis. You mentioned she missed four games earlier this season. We saw her ankle being wrapped before the game started, maybe not quite at 100% yet. You don't want to see such a talented freshman already with nagging injuries.
Verona did a nice job on her, though, 13 points tonight. Mm-hmm. That's half of her average coming in. So, again, team basketball, Jensen now with 11 points all in the second half. Streamwell with 11. And Rowolf, team high 12. Who do you pick for player of the game?
It's tough sledding.
Team? Defense? Oh, might have to get creative on this.
It has been a fantastic effort all around. Similar to we were talking about the Eagles MVP conversation in the Super Bowl. as dinner just got a lot easier and tastier, Dennis. Pizza Hut's Ultimate Hut Bundle is here. Starting at just $24.99, you can get any two medium pizzas, eight boneless wings in your favorite flavor, and your choice of cinnamon, cheese, or breadsticks with two dips. Feed the family after the big game. Hurry in or order online today at PizzaHut.com. The Ultimate Hut Bundle only at Pizza Hut, the official pizza of Prep Mania.
I think they made a little bit of money on Sunday. All the pizza places did, right? Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, I'm sure, Dennis.
You gotta put your orders in a week ahead.
Real. Talking about the Pizza Hut player, the game, the Super Bowl. Man, I would not complain about having some Pizza Hut right now. 2 minutes.
Favorite topping?
Oh, pepperoni for sure. I'm a pepperoni guy. 2.5 minutes and counting here in the second half. What about you, Dennis? Is Stremlo?
Yeah, I like a little bit of everything. I'm not a big sausage, but I like pepperoni. I'm a big olives. I like olives.
Really?
Olives and mushrooms. So a little bit of veggie on once in a while. But
feta
pizza's pizza. I don't care. I'm not fussy.
Yeah.
No anchovies. Sorry. No fish.
Okay. Fair enough. As the ball is almost stolen, as Verona content to just rotate this one around the wing, finds a cutting Jersa around the perimeter, I should say. Rawolf. Jersa now in the left corner. I think Verona might be content with not taking a shot the rest of the game.
Good time to work your offense.
Minute 40 now.
Yeah, work your offense, trying to get a layup. That's all they're doing. A layup, draw a foul, get to the free throw line. No need for threes, no need for jump shots now. You got an 18-point lead. Just end this one.
As they do eventually draw that foul, we'll foul it now at 6 for the second half. Rupnow will check in for Macy Stremlo. Jersa the inbound. Fires all the way over to Rawolf back on their side of the floor. Minute 35 remaining. Rupnow left corner as the student section gets into their "I believe that we will win" chant. Three guys really bringing the energy here to the field house at Verona Area High School. Minute 15 now. Verona leads at 51-33 over La Falla, looking for their 57th consecutive win in Big 8 play as Rawo finally drives in and is swatted away, denied by Madeline Jenkins. And Quanbeck will drive to the hoop and draw the foul. Shot no good, but she'll be shooting two. 110% effort from the Lancers all the way up to the final whistle.
Yeah, put this one away in the memory banks. Again, a lot of things that they'll take back from this one. You know, the hustle on the defense. Started out with Woods diving for a loose ball in the first couple of minutes. Kind of sets the tone.
Yeah, been a lot of freshmen on this La Follette Lancers team, as we've mentioned a few times this evening. So certainly a very bright future for La Follette, although they will end up on the wrong side of it tonight. All Wildcats as they'll take an easy layup. Rupnow breaks the press, 53-34 with 50 seconds remaining. Fields walks the ball up, dribbling between the legs. Screen set goes the other way. Now back to her right. Stops. Bounces to Quanbeck, who goes up with the right hand. No, they will not count it. Foul on the floor as Quanbeck robbed of a circus shot late.
Rupnow picks up the foul. That's a good foul. Get it before the shot.
Yep. Fields, pump fake, inbounds, all the way to Woods. High on the right side, 35 seconds to go. Quanbeck over to Fields. Crossover. Quanbeck, right corner, back to Fields. And that one is stolen away. Rawolf's going to take it all the way and finish. 55-34. Rawolf with an exclamation point on an emphatic Verona Wildcats victory tonight. Under 10 seconds to go. Pass is stolen away by Jersa. And that will do it. Congratulations to the Verona Wildcats for the fourth consecutive season. At the very least, they will have a share of the Big 8 Conference title. 55-34 winners tonight over the La Follette Lancers.
Yeah, they've given up 37 points a game, gave up 34 tonight, so fantastic. First time they played. Again, it was a great defensive effort. They didn't hold them to single digits like they did before the second half, but You know, you look in the first half, 13 and the 21. That's a great defensive night. Again, this Verona team, very well balanced, very fundamentally sound. And they got the three-point shooters. And I thought it was cool. Jensen got her three. She was shut out in the first half and got 11 in the second. But they were working the spot, working the corners. And then once it became inevitable, hey, they were going to win double digits. Now just work the offense, try to get some layups. But very well-balanced team. Tough team to scout.
Yep.
Because on any given night, they've got four or five players. Yeah, and you got Strimlo, who ended up with 11. She's coming off the bench.
Yeah.
She's averaging 9 points a game. So tonight, I thought it was just all-around sound effort for the Wildcats. And again, a lot of pressure coming in at that win streak now. And when I asked Will Green, the fall coach, I did not know it was that many.
Yeah.
I go, well, there's your motivation, coach, if you want to knock off somebody and keep them. Mm-hmm. He said, well, we'd like to keep from getting that conference title one more week. Well, sorry. Wasn't going to happen. Wildcats. And they did it on their home court, which is great. So congrats to Coach Richardson and the Wildcats. Four in a row, at least a share. Now we'll see if they can win it outright.
Wildcats surgical in their performance tonight. 55-34 winners over the La Follette Lancers. Throw it, nail it, celebrate. Check out the buzz at Madison Axe, your state-of-the-art entertainment spot, with eight lanes of axe throwing, interactive games, plus digital target projection and scoring. For even more fun, check out their indoor backyard, 2,000 square feet of shuffleboard, cornhole yard games, and more. Perfect for a night out with the family or parties. Madison Axe is your destination for all things fun. Go to MadisonAxe.com or head to their location on Stoughton Road today. When we return, we will name our Pizza Hut player of the game. But first, Prep Mania would not be possible without Zimbracondas. They've been a part of the Madison community since 1973. Their customer service is second to none, and you can experience it for yourself at two convenient Madison service locations on Fish Hatchery Road and Grand Canyon Drive. From simple maintenance to expert repairs, Honda certified technicians handle it all. Need new tires? For a limited time at Zimbracondas, you can buy three tires and get the fourth for how much, Dennis?
$1.
Absolutely insane deal. Shop local, shop Zimbrick Honda. You're listening to Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania on ESPN Madison. Welcome back to Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania. The Verona Wildcats, 55-34 winners over the Madison La Follette Lancers this evening. Prep Mania's video stream is sponsored by Pemberton PI. When life takes an unexpected turn, turn to Pemberton Personal Injury Law Firm. Pemberton's client-centered approach ensures you're treated with respect, care, and compassion. Never just another case. With offices in Madison and Baraboo, Pemberton has the experience to secure the justice and compensation you deserve. Serving clients statewide, there are no fees until you win. Trust a firm that treats you like family. Visit Pemberton Personal Injury Law Firm at PembertonPI.com. Prep Mania also brought to you in part by Stoughton Health. They provide trusted care close to home. They're proud to support all the area's student-athletes and wish them all the best this season. From rehab to ortho care, Stoughton Health provides comfort and convenience locally. Visit StoughtonHealth.com to learn more. And now, Dennis, without further ado, it is time to name our Pizza Hut player of the game.
No one out-pizzas the Hut, and no one outperformed this player tonight. The player of the game is presented by Pizza Hut, the official pizza of Prep Mania. No one out-pizzas the Hut.
All righty, Dennis. Who is our Pizza Hut player of the game?
Well, we could have given it to a few players. Macy Strimlo at 9 in the first half. Great defensive job on Riak. You got Emily Jensen, 11 points second half. Hit three threes, helped him pull away. Boy, he had Ali Jursa, the one returning starter from last year. You know, you look at what she's done, and she's only a junior. I mean, she's got another year here. She ended up with 9 points, but let's give it to Noelle Rauwolf. Love that Rauwolf, just 5'5" sophomore. Had a great game, had 5 in the first half and 9 in the second. Ended up with a game-high 14. Kind of fitting that her last basket was a steal and a fast break layup. She had the key to that defense tonight. Well, I thought it was just phenomenal. When you've got a player of the ability of Riak, and you can see just the skills and how she is, but she's still pretty raw. She's only a freshman. But I thought Verona did a great job defensively trying to, you know, be patient. And they were fronting her. Another shout-out has got to go to Allison Bosley. She was wearing a mask tonight. Obviously, she
some sort of nose injury. Yeah, but
she was ripping down rebounds left and right. She's pretty close. I don't have a final total, but she's got to be pretty close to 10 for the game. That was just a phenomenal effort on her part. And then Ellie. There we go. And Ellie Gudovich. I think the two of those, and then Jensen, again, they were taking turns on React, did a good job. So this was a team effort, if you can give it to a team, but we want to give it to one player.
Yep.
I think Raul kind of set the table there for him.
That she did.
So we'll give it to her tonight. But any given night, any of these players, you know, it's I talked to Coach Richardson. I said, you're going to have, you know, you're a tough team to scout because on any given night, you got the threes. Okay, I thought in the first half, LaFalle did a good job on the three-point shooters. Nope, second half, boom, boom, boom. There's Jensen with three of them. So, great. But LaFalle, youth will be served. This is going to be a special team over the next couple of years. I like Coach Green, what he's done with this group. And you only get better by playing and by playing good competition. Mm-hmm. Right now, they're in third place in the conference with four freshmen, three starting. And then they had another player tonight that didn't get to play, Rain Mitchell. They're one of their seniors. So you got to give credit for the seniors bringing these freshman sophomores along. And she's been doing a great job, but she was in a concussion protocol, couldn't play tonight. But she's out here, though, in the warm-ups, passing the ball to her teammates, being a part of it. That's the job of a good senior. So I like both these teams. It was a great game to cover, even though you look at the final score and say, wow, it's a 21-point game. But Verona, for a team that lost four starters, from a team that, you know, and it's got a 57-game winning streak now, you're like, what are you doing with Mears? What's going on? But like good programs, you don't rebuild, you reload, and Lexi's done a really good job with it. So I can't wait for the tournament time. Both teams, so we'll see what happens. The balance of power is still kind of in the Milwaukee area. The Big Eight's not as a strong conference. But we'll see what Verona and LaFalle can do come tournament time in 2 weeks.
That we will. Noel Rauerwolf, our Pizza Hut player of the game, but both of these teams deserving of some Pizza Hut. And, hey, if they need dinner ideas, dinner just got a lot easier and tastier. Pizza Hut's Ultimate Hut Bundle is here. Starting at just $24.99, you can get any two medium pizzas, eight boneless wings in your favorite flavor, and your choice of cinnamon, cheese, or breadsticks with two dips. Feed the family after the big game. Hurry in or order online today at PizzaHut.com. The Ultimate Hut Bundle. Only at Pizza Hut, the official pizza of Prep Mania. No one out pizzas the Hut. And Dennis, let's look ahead briefly for both of these teams.
Hut bundle.
There you go. Looking ahead for both of these teams, we didn't even mention it, but Verona was actually coming off a loss to Brookfield East, only their second loss of the season. This bounce back was fantastic, and they have Sun Prairie East coming up on February 13th, who are 8-7. In conference, and they'll be rolling with a little bit more momentum coming off the game today.
Yeah, and LaFalle takes on Janesville Craig here on Friday night. So we'll see what seeding comes out on Sunday. Kind of interesting to see where these teams are going to lay in the seeding. But every game you can play for this young team, for LaFalle, it's just going to make them better and better. But you only get a good play and good competition. And Verona is the best in the Big A right now. And they stuck with them for a half. But in the second half, they were just able to pull away. Finally hit a few shots. I thought Jensen getting those three threes, that was the biggie that kind of opened things up.
Yep, and Madison LaFalle, heck of an effort tonight, ended up on the wrong side of it, but they will have a chance to right the ship February 14th, Valentine's Day, against Craig. Craig only 7-8 in conference, so a chance to get back on track for the LaFalle Lancers coming up shortly. Dreaming of transforming your home into the space you've always wanted? Wanakee Remodeling makes it happen. Whether it's stunning kitchen makeovers, cozy living room revamps, or complete exterior facelifts, their expert team is there to bring your vision to life. They're local, reliable, and dedicated to quality craftsmanship that stands the test of time. Call 608-442-0034 or visit WanakeeRemodeling.com today for a free consultation. Dennis, any final thoughts before we sign off this evening?
Tournament time's coming. Let's bring it on. But a game like this tonight's going to help both teams, I think, come down the stretch. But it was just a good night. It's good to see the dance team out here a little bit and have some fans. Disappointed. I'd like to see a few more students here. LaFalle students, you better start following this girls' basketball team because they're going to be something special. Verona, they are something special right now. So come on, students, let's go.
Yeah, let's get them going. Nothing better than a high school student section. I will stand by that.
Yep.
I absolutely loved it when I was in high school, and it's always fun to see fantastic student sections at games like this. Zimbra Conda's presentation of Prep Mania would not be possible with out, of course, our presenting sponsor, Zimbracanas. For over 50 years, Zimbracanas provided the Madison area with quality Honda vehicles. The trusted staff of Zimbracanas used car dealership will save you time and reduce your car buying stress by finding the vehicle that matches your style. If you're in the market for a new Honda or used Honda, visit Zimbracanas in Madison today or online at Zimbracanas.com. For our excellent audio producer, Hunter Vaughn, our esteemed video producer, Pablo Iglesias, and the Dean of Area High School Sports, Dennis Semrau. My name is Riley Yauch, signing off one final time from Verona Area High School. Verona Wildcats winners tonight over the La Follette Lancers. This has been Zimbracanas' presentation of Prep Mania.